You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good. Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, it's Friday, which means I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. Hi, Elisa, how are you?
Hi, Carl. How are you?
I'm turning your mic up. That's how I am.
Oh, thank you.
That's much better.
Should I just talk louder?
No, you're doing fine. Anyway, it's Friday. We have lots of good stories to talk about.
Yes, we do.
Lots of nutritional idiocies and lots of good things. And do you want to start?
It's nice to be back on the air.
I know.
I missed being off last Friday.
I know. You need your fix, huh?
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so I wanted to talk about seasonal affective disorder.
So I've been calling it seasonal affected disorder all this time until you corrected me. And we have a friend who's an attorney. And you had a discussion with her one time, and you were talking about wrought iron furniture.
Wrought iron. W-R-O-U-G-H-T.
Right, and she said, no, it's rod, R-O-D iron. And you said, no, it's wrought iron. So she Googled it, and she goes, well, it could be both. She didn't want to, like, concede that. So I've been calling it seasonal affective disorder all along. And you were like, no, I think it's seasonal affective. And so you were right. But instead of conceding, I says, well, you can use either one.
So on the radio, as I was driving around this week, well, first of all, there has been zero sun here this week. Zero.
Yeah. It's like it's the gloomiest it's been in a long
every
time.
Every day. Yeah. And so as I was driving around in my car, I heard several radio stations talking about a professor at the University of Louisville talking about seasonal affective disorder. And this is the time of year for it.
Right.
People are experiencing depression. And I think people experience depression during the holidays quite often as well.
Yeah. But who knows if the lack of exposure to sun doesn't affect the holiday thing. Because don't forget, you're coming out of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And lack of vitamin D because of the lack of the sunlight exposure. So this professor came on the radio, and he said...
His name was Professor Genius, by the way.
He said, you need to do two things to...
Overcome seasonal
affective disorder. You need to exercise, and you need to get out into the sun. But there is no sun.
Dude, are you stupid? You need to get out into the sun? Did you stick your head out of your home in the past week? There's no sun.
And I'm thinking, these radio reporters, they didn't, like, crack a smile.
They didn't say, well, professor, how do you get out in the sun when there's overcast
when there
7 days
no
in a row?
Sun.
Yeah. Yeah, how do you do that, professor? And this is one of the professors that we're proud of having here. He's University of Louisville or
Louisville.
UK?
Okay. Louisville.
There you
yes.
go.
So anyway, that made me think about seasonal affective disorder. And did you know that it affects up to 10% of the population, depending of course on where you live?
Well, and let's talk about that. So yeah, it's 10% of the population is so affected by it that it derails them. Like
they
can't get out of bed. They suffer from almost like depression.
That's correct.
Depressives. But everybody's affected by it. Let's be honest. You tend to be a little less motivated during this time of year. You tend to be a little less excited about things. People tend to stay indoors more often. They just don't even want to go out.
Mm-hmm.
If you find yourself feeling those ways, it's probably seasonal affective disorder. It's just not derailing your life completely.
Okay, so... It says here that vitamin D is also linked, and then that's obvious because you're not getting in the sun. But it's talking about, in this article that I'm reading on Science Daily, it's talking about how there's evidence that vitamin D levels are involved in the synthesis of dopamine
and
serotonin.
Both neural hormones that are responsible for feeling good and excited and positive, yeah.
So I asked you if you take vitamin D supplements, well, with the Primal D at least, and I'm not doing
We've had a lot of people, Rob Regish, Walter Santoni come to mind right away, me, myself, that when we first took our Primal D for the very first time, we felt a surge of energy.
And I'm not trying to plug Primal D here. I'm just trying to say if there's a correlation
Well, and so I was thinking, well, why doesn't sun do that to you? But here's why. Here's one of the things that is an unknown about Primal D. So because Primal D uses dimethyl sulfoxide as one of the penetration-enhancing topically delivered vehicles, and we all know that dimethyl sulfoxide, the cheaper, cruder versions, you put it on your skin, you could taste it in your mouth seconds later. So we know that if you can taste it in your mouth, it's probably hitting all your entire body on a cellular level very quickly. Or maybe some of it is getting past the blood-brain barrier and taking that cholecalciferol with it, and it's hitting your brain, and you're feeling a dopamine surge for a second.
That's so kind of what I was thinking.
I'm not saying that that's what it's doing, but there's no way to. I even asked Dr. Chris Masterjohn, you know, why would people feel a sense of energy? Rob Reger said he couldn't get to sleep the night he took it for the first time.
Well, and it could also be people who have lower levels of vitamin D.
Yes, or more sensitive to dopamine.
And speaking of lower levels of vitamin D, I was reading some information this morning about vitamin D. There was some information from the Geriatric Society said that they have now endorsed vitamin D supplementation to prevent falls in the geriatric population.
I was surprised by this. You said that vitamin D levels correlate with more falls, that the low levels of vitamin D
correlate with more falls. And they are, the Geriatric Society is endorsing vitamin D as a means to help the geriatric population to prevent falls.
That's amazing to me.
But my point in this is that they are saying 30 nanograms
is enough.
Sufficient, yeah, and it's
and
just
that's
not.
That's the bottom line of, that's the bottom end of where you should be.
Yes.
It really should be higher than that. Even 50 is much better than 30.
And one last thing on vitamin D levels here. Of course, we all know that they vary according to the skin pigmentation. The darker skin often has lower levels of vitamin D.
Right.
And so what I found interesting is that people with darker skin are at greater risk of having psychological and psychiatric conditions because of that.
Isn't that interesting? And I have dark skin.
Mm-hmm.
So I need more vitamin D, otherwise I act crazy.
Maybe that's what's wrong with you.
Yeah, maybe that's what
all
it
these
is.
Years I've been wondering.
Well, I mean, to let a cat out of the bag, but I'm going to be blogging about this weekend. There's a new study that just came out end of last month that links low levels of vitamin D to erectile dysfunction. Is that too hot for you?
I almost just choked on my tea.
Yeah. How do you choke on tea? No, it's hot, right?
It's hot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So every time we turn around it just amazes me. The pleiotropic effects of vitamin D. It just amazes me.
Okay. So just to change the subject a little bit here. Drinking water. I want to talk about, you did a show this week with
Asaya Passwater
from
Isn't
Clearly
it amazing
Filtered.
That that's his last name and he's in the water purification business?
Yes.
I think that is so cool.
We have an article that, I think it was Consantori that posted this on your Facebook wall. This woman, she posted pictures of before and after from when she drank. She drank 3 liters.
Yeah, which is just under a gallon. 3.78 is liters is a gallon. And we talked about this when we had Asaya on the show. And you looked at the pictures and you were
I'm
shocked.
I'm in shock. She looks like
and that's just in 1 month.
She looks like she had like a facelift done. I mean, from before, she looks 10 years younger.
Yeah, and there's no doubt about it. And so we talked about the importance of drinking water during the holiday, because if you're going to do all these other debaucherous things like getting to sleep late, eating the wrong foods, and not exercising.
That's one thing that you can
that's
do.
That's one thing that you can do that nobody's going to fault you. Like, oh, my God, you're drinking so much water. Like, no one pays attention to that. Did you see what I wrote for the show write-up? I don't know if I can get this open fast enough, but I should have had this open. I didn't think about it. But anyway, everybody pays attention during the holidays if you're careful about what you eat, right? They're like, oh, loosen up, eat something, don't worry about it. But nobody pays attention to you if you're drinking a lot of water.
Right. Well, in this article, this girl's neighbor told her that she was worried about her because she was drinking so much water.
And this, and that's, and only
she's drinking three liters
a day.
That's not even a gallon. And I strive to drink a gallon, and I don't always drink a gallon, but when I'm really paying attention, sometimes you really have to watch and pay attention and count what you're drinking, unless you're like Carl and you carry a gallon jug around with you.
Well, it makes it easier. But I wrote on the show notes, I said, if you don't want to look like a stick in the mud, because you won't eat any of Aunt Margie's molten caramel, triple chocolate, maple syrup glazed bacon cookies.
Interesting.
That's actually, when I made that up, I thought, that sounds like a good cookie. I wonder if I can make that.
And she also, this girl also lost weight. She lost 2 pounds, and then she lost inches on her waist also.
I know. But here's something so you made a point this morning, and this is so spot on. The days that I drink a full gallon of water, I start drinking my water early in the morning. Because once I get to that 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock point, I back down because I don't want to be up all night peeing. And I'm like, oh, it's late. I'll just.
Can you say that on the air?
Peeing?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't bleep me. yeah, I think you can. P, Q, R, S, T, they're letters. Anyway, so the key is to start early. You're right. If you get that half gallon in by noon, then that gallon is easy to be done by 4 o'clock.
Yes, I agree.
So start early. First thing out of the bed, drink your water.
And when I fill up, we use this little electronic hot water boiler. I don't know what the name of it is. But anyway,
it's a carafe. It's an electric carafe.
Electric carafe. Thank you. When I fill that up with the clearly filtered water pitcher, I just pour a glass and drink it.
Just drink it
down right away before I have my tea or anything.
Yeah. That's the key. Start early, and it's easier for you to do.
So, tea doesn't have a lot of caffeine in it, but is it
dehydrating?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a diuretic, a natural diuretic. So if you're using caffeine, pre-workout supplements and stuff like that, it's even more important to drink more water.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're taking creatine and you're not drinking water, you're not experiencing the benefits of the creatine.
Why is that?
Because creatine pulls water, hence the important factor there, into the muscle in order for it to affect you.
Okay.
So if you take creatine and you don't drink water, you're not going to see the benefits of the creatine.
I enjoyed that show that you did with Dr. Kandow about creatine. That was good.
So we got quite a few people have emailed us and messaged us. And somebody, who put it on Facebook? Do you remember who it was?
Chris
Sterelli
or
Sterelli, I want to say, I'm sorry if I got your name wrong. You know who you are. But the truth of the matter is that, Ginny went back to school and she couldn't dedicate any time to booking guests. And you picked up the baton without saying a word with all your other duties. And you've booked some amazing shows in the past week or two. And we've got some amazing shows next week. I mean, Monday, we're jumping out of the gate with two amazing shows. One that's going to address the whole probiotic issue.
Yes, and
the other one one of them is about.
It's the title of it. The paper was snacking after midnight, but really it's about time frame eating in a 8 to 12 hour time frame.
Right, but the other study, one of them is about snacking at night, but the other one is about the diurnal effect of the gut flora.
Yes,
and we're going to get into the whole gut flora and probiotic and prebiotic discussion as well, but your gut flora changes throughout the day.
Well, and then interestingly enough, the following Monday, I'm excited about this interview. We have a guy coming on that's an expert with probiotics.
That's the other one I couldn't
probiotics, remember. Prebiotics. I forget what the name of the show is, but he's supposed to be like world renowned.
Yeah. We're going to, and
I'm
actually,
excited
I think we're
going to
have
him
on a couple times. So if you really like the shows lately, go to Elisa's Facebook wall and thank her because she's really been booking some fantastic shows.
Alex is chipping in too.
Yes,
Alex
of
Leaf.
And
is.
I don't want to take anything away from Alex because
Alex
he's our news
too.
Director.
He does, He does a lot.
Yeah, he does a lot. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, are we still talking about water when we come back or are we going to switch it up?
No, we're going to switch it up.
Okay, so you're listening to Casual Friday.
Go drink some water.
Go drink some water during the breaks. There you go. I'm going to. I'm actually going to chug some water. We'll be right back.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Let's talk about the CDC first. Is that okay? You want to talk about the...
That's fine.
So, the CDC is already covering their little butts.
So there's an article that's been going around from Fox News that says flu shots may not be good match for 2014 through 15 virus, CDC says.
I mean, so everybody's running out there to get the flu vax, right? Everybody's selling you a flu vaccine, and it's not going to work because they're saying that the predominant strain that they're seeing right now and have seen since October, it happens not to be in this vaccine. I mean, so, you know, this is what always boggled my mind. So who sits down and goes, gee, I wonder what mutation of the flu we're going to have this year so we can make the vaccine? Like who's the genius who has, what was that magic eight ball? Remember magic eight ball when you were a kid?
The magic eight ball that ask you can ask it a question and then it has answers for you.
Yeah, you think he's,
and then you shake it and then you shake it until you get the answer that you want.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder if this guy is sitting there with a magic eight ball going, let's see if I can figure out, you know, what three or four strains will be, in this year. And that's what I'll go with. So they're already covering their tracks. So everybody out there getting the flu vaccine, get prepared to get the flu. And you should be pissed off about that.
Really pissed off.
I mean, this isn't science. This is like, you know, play the lottery ticket. You got a better shot. I know there's people out there who get mad at me when I talk about the flu. You know, because they believe wholeheartedly in the science behind vaccines.
Okay, so also, there's over in Italy, the last count, well, I have an article here that says there were 11 deaths in the Novartis flu vaccine.
You don't hear about this in the United States.
No, you don't hear about it. However, this is an article from Bloomberg. So it was on mainstream.
But you didn't hear about it in the media is what I'm saying. You got to go looking for this story.
Oh, yes. I had to look
for it. So the Italian government is actually blaming Novartis for killing some Italians with their flu vaccine. And of course, Novartis is saying, it wasn't that.
Exactly. They're trying to say that it was something else.
Yeah, it's something else. It was the pasta they ate. That's what it was. It was too much garlic in their food, those Italians.
Novartis said yesterday that no causal relationship has been found between the vaccine and the deaths.
Yeah.
A review of the two suspended batches has confirmed that they are in conformity with all production and quality standards.
Yeah. Maybe they're right. Who knows? I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
You really think so?
Well, I mean, if they did check them, who knows? I mean, are they checking themselves? Who's checking this stuff? Is it a third party that's looking at it, or are they looking at it themselves?
I guess they're checking it themselves. I don't have a clue.
Yeah, but obviously the Italian government is concerned.
Yes.
Now you never see the American government get concerned when somebody dies shortly after getting a flu vaccine, right?
Right.
They're like, oh, he was going to die anyway, eventually. And you know what I find really interesting?
I know what you're going to say.
Really?
What happened to Ebola?
Yeah. Yeah. Has anyone paid any attention to this? Does anybody have even the shortest memory span to go, let me get this straight. What was it? Was it 3 weeks ago?
Three or four, yes.
Yeah, last month. Okay, so this is December. So anybody going, man, in November, like, we were worried about Ebola. So much so that our current government pledged $8 billion with a B dollars of her hard paid tax dollars to the pharmaceutical industry to come up with a vaccine to fight a disease that has killed about 47 people a year since its discovery. And miraculously, as soon as they pledged that $8 billion, it seems to have gone away. So the vaccine worked. How do you like that? They haven't even developed the vaccine, but it seems to be gone. Because then you don't hear anything about Ebola anymore. Nothing. Nothing at all. And have you heard anything about ISIS either?
No.
You know what? We are really, really, as a population, like lemmings.
You know what? I think, it seems like things are censored, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist.
No, but come on. How does Ebola go from the whole flipping world is shaking in its boots to not even a mention any longer on mainstream news? And why is it suspiciously right after we pledge $8 billion to develop a vaccine? You know, somebody said to me that this whole scare about Ebola was just so that we would donate the money to develop a vaccine. And it sure seems like that, because Ebola's gone now. We don't have to worry about Ebola anymore. Hey, we just have to worry about the flu, it looks like.
Okay, so according to new evidence, that no evidence was found that the vaccine caused deaths, those deaths in Italy.
Yeah, and maybe it didn't. I mean, look, I'm not immediately going to go, look, yeah, that killed the people there, because it would be killing people elsewhere, too.
It's called Fluad, F-L-U-A-D, and it's used for older people. People died right after having the vaccine.
Yeah, and it could be that the vaccine challenged their immune system, which vaccines are supposed to do, and that pushed them over the edge. But the bottom line is, whoever's getting the flu vaccine right now, get ready to get the flu, because the CDC's, when the CDC comes out in front and says, oops, it's not going to work, get ready to get the flu, because my suspicion is they don't work to begin with, and they never come out and say anything. So when they're coming out and saying something, it's like, yeah, you got no shot. You're getting the flu this year. Sorry for spending that money. Sorry we had to inject you with aluminum and dimerosal and all that sort of stuff, because it's not working.
Well, all I know is I don't get the flu vaccine.
And I don't get the flu.
So.
And I happen to be one of those people that, you know, doesn't get the flu and doesn't get the flu vaccine.
Okay, so did you ever eat ramen noodles?
Rare occasions.
When you were in college?
No, and not when I was in college, because when I was in college, I lived at home.
Oh, okay.
So my mom fed us good. We ate good, good, good food.
I can honestly say I have never, I repeat, never eaten a ramen noodle in my life.
I did when I lived in Las Vegas, and when I was a single bachelor in Las Vegas. I remember buying them because they were like, I'm going back in the 80s. I want to say they were like 13 cents a pack. I was like, really?
I think they're like $4 too.
Yeah,
because I remember seeing them $4. But for me, I would rather just, when I was in school, I would just buy some pasta and make it myself.
Right.
I used to make pasta with, I don't eat pasta now, but when I did, I'd put my red sauce on it, my marinara, my pasta, and cottage cheese on it.
That's like ricotta. That's good. Yeah, that's American ricotta. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what I would eat.
See, the thing I liked about the ramen...
I didn't have a lot of money, so that's what would be my food.
The thing I liked about the ramen noodles is they were all curly-cue and kind of jumbled up together. But interestingly enough, I never used that little packet of powder that came with it, because I thought, that's bouillon. That's just garbage. And I used to throw that away. And so... ramen noodles are not good for you, especially if you're a woman, it turns out.
Well, it's saying here that ramen noodles can lead to diabetes, stroke, and heart disease.
And for those of you out there who like to point at the Asian community for what we should be eating, guess who this is happening in? Korean women.
Yes.
Okay, they're saying that Korean women seem to be more susceptible to the breast cancer effects of ramen noodles, and they're scratching their head and going, what the hell is going on here? They're postulating that it's A, the metabolic derangement from eating this big carb load.
They're saying that it's causing metabolic syndrome in their population, especially the women.
But they're also saying, B, it could be the BPA in the styrofoam and plastic packaging that's on the noodles when they're cooking it. And then they're saying, C, it may be the... artificial, you know, what is that stuff? BTPQ?
TBHT.
Yeah, and the other artificial flavors and colors and sodium and all that other stuff in that little packet that you shake.
Well, it's got MSG in it.
There you go.
I mean,
we know that MSG, what do I want to say, gathers in tumors and stuff like that.
It has caramel color in it, soybean. It's just got everything in it is just no good for you.
No. And you know what? It's crap food. And guess who loves to eat ramen noodles? Guess who loves to eat ramen noodles?
I have no idea.
The vegans and the vegetarians. Oh, I'm not hurting an animal, so I'm eating ramen noodle. Like, give me a break.
Really?
Yeah, they love it. Of course they do.
I had no clue about that.
Yeah, sure, because it's anything but animal. And interestingly enough, when they talk about the dangers of ramen noodle, they go, we can't understand it because it's low in saturated fat. Yeah, but what about the 60 gram? Keep in mind that the average bag of ramen noodle serves between 2 and 4 servings. So it's got like between 60 and 120 grams of carbs. And people don't eat. People who eat that, they eat the whole pack.
This chicken flavor has 910 milligrams of sodium per serving.
Yeah, and there's usually 2 to 4
servings.
There's 2 servings
per container.
My point made. So that's 2,000. That's all the sodium you're supposed to get in a day.
They have powdered chicken in it.
Yeah, powdered chicken. You know what that is,
and
right?
And rendered chicken fat.
Ew.
That's
powdered
disgusting.
Chicken.
Powdered disgusting.
Chicken. Yeah.
So anyway, I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah, if you eat ramen noodles or you know someone who eats them, get them out of your pantry or get them out of your friend's pantry because they're bad for you. Really, really bad for you. We're going to take a quick commercial break. You know what I really want to? I want you to ask me. You asked me a question this morning.
Okay.
And you said you were going to ask me on the air.
I'll ask you right now.
No, no, no. Ask me when we come back because you know what? You really are a critical thinker. You know, you look marvelous.
You it's look all the marvelous. Water I'm drinking.
There you go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Important staying hydrated is for your health. But have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the Clearly Filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence knowing that your water is pure. Clearly Filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Keto Force banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back.
Take three.
So this morning you asked me a question, and I thought to myself, wow, that's an interesting question. What did you ask me this morning?
I said, why is it that we don't milk pigs?
Right.
We milk cows, goats, sheep, even camels, but right. We don't milk pigs.
And really, pigs are supposed to be the closest thing to us as far as humans and pigs. We share so many similarities physiologically that I thought to myself, wow, that's a really interesting idea. Why don't we milk pigs? But as it turns out, there's several reasons.
Okay, so according to Wikipedia, Pigs are considered difficult to milk.
That's what I thought. They're very aggressive animals. People don't know this, but pigs are very aggressive.
There are 8 to 10 small nipples, each giving little milk. Also, the sow itself is reluctant to be milked.
The sow.
Sow, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It may she may be uncooperative or become spooked by human presence.
Right.
And lactating pigs may be quite aggressive.
Yeah, and that's what it is. That's what it is.
Also, the flavor of the pig milk is said to be gamey.
Yeah. Smoky like bacon. Bacon-flavored milk. I want some. But it is an interesting question. So, and cows are docile, right? They'll stand there. In fact, anybody who knows anybody or knows anything about dairy farms knows that the cows actually come to the milking barn when it's time to be milked.
Okay, so what made me think about this milking, this whole thing, is because Coca-Cola, in their infinite wisdom, has decided that they need to make money because their soda sales are falling.
Right.
So guess what they're coming out with?
Milk.
Not just milk. It's not the same milk. Didn't you know that?
No.
It's premium milk.
Oh, it's better milk.
It's better milk.
Now keep in mind,
it's better than natural milk.
Now keep in mind that this exact trend is why we have pasteurized milk today. So back in the 1850s, the distilleries decided to get into the milk business. And they poisoned, they killed 8,000 infants just in New York alone died from what was known as the swill milk epidemic. So here we have another company that's deciding to diversify into the milk business. And since it's already pasteurized and blah, 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 they're going to just fortify it and make it better than real milk, right? Because they know better than nature.
They know better than nature. It's not just the plain old white stuff.
Anymore.
It's going to be called Fairlife. And it's going to be marketed as premium with 50% more protein, 30% more calcium, and half the sugar of typical milk. And, of course, it's going to be cost. They're going to double the cost on it.
So a gallon is going to cost you $6 instead of $2 for the garbage milk at your grocery store.
Yes. They're going to launch it nationally in the U.S. in 2015.
I wonder what kind of protein they're putting in it to fortify it. I wonder if they're putting soy protein in it.
I think I have the ingredient list here from Fugicate. First of all, their marketing campaign is going to be
a girl.
A girl. She's a blonde, and this is just one photo, but she's leaning over on she's standing on a scale.
And she's leaning forward.
And she's leaning forward, and her dress that she has on is made of milk.
And it looks like it's latex. It's like a shiny white coating on her, and it's milk, but it's coming off of her back and blowing out. And I said this morning, it looks like she's farting milk, because it's like there's this big plume of milk coming off of her backside that looks like she just farted like a half gallon of milk. I think that they think it's really sexy.
Okay, so they're going to use a soft filtration system, which was developed to separate the milk into five components: water, protein, fat, lactose, and nutrients. The components are then going to be recombined
at
different proportions,
right,
correct?
Right.
And that's how the end product will end up with the higher protein and so on.
Okay. So they're going to use the protein in milk. They're just going to throw some things away and double up on some things. But we know what happens anytime you start doing these molecular sieves. Those who are in the know about dairy will tell you that the problem with whole fat milk from commercial sources is the homogenization process. Breaking the bubbles of fat down through the homogenization process so that it stays in the milk and doesn't get separated and come to the top actually denatures the fat and making it impossible for our bodies to digest it properly and do the things that it's supposed to do. So they're going to do the same thing to all the milk. Before it was just the fat. So now they're gonna break everything apart, put it back together, and think that they haven't changed anything about it. And the FDA in its divine wisdom is gonna go, well, it's still milk, it's okay. Because the FDA has no respect for the natural order of foods at all.
The ingredient list is non-filtered milk.
And then?
Lactase.
An enzyme for the people who are lactose intolerant.
Vitamin A palmitate.
Right, that's okay.
And vitamin D3.
Yeah.
They're putting the lactase in it to neutralize the lactose.
For people who are lactose intolerant.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're going to say, they're going to, you know, talk about that on their labels so that people who are lactose intolerant will buy that.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I've always wondered about this. When they put lactase, and maybe Adele Musa can answer this question. I don't know if anybody can. When they put lactase in the milk, I'm not talking about dairy powder. When they put lactase in the milk, doesn't that start to break the lactose down in the milk? And how is that going to affect the shelf life? And how is that going to affect the lactose itself? And what preservatives are they going to have to put in it if, in fact, the lactase starts to break the lactose down and it basically starts fermenting in the container?
Why not just buy milk from your farmer?
Well, because there's no money in for Coca-Cola in that.
And it will have 13 grams of protein per serving.
And that's not twice as much.
That's what it says here.
9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah, it's 50% more. It's 5 grams more than normal. Normal milk is 8 grams of protein.
So they're trying, Coca-Cola is trying to get in on this high protein trend.
Right.
With what someone from their company said, that an article that I read, the paleo trend and the CrossFitters trend, because it's high protein. So they're trying to capitalize on that.
Paleo people don't drink milk, first of all. The ancestral people may drink milk. And what's the other one? The primal people drink milk.
Yes, primal.
But paleo people don't drink milk, so they're missing the boat on that. It just goes to show you how out of touch they are. But even with that, any paleo people who are drinking milk are buying it from a farmer, and they're buying real milk, real milk, made by nature in the naturally intended order, not some disassembled, reassembled stuff from a company who has poisoned and killed more people. There was a guy recently from L.A., who drank 10 cans of Coca-Cola a day for 1 month.
Why?
To prove that it's bad for you.
And what happened to him?
He put on like 12 pounds in 1 month.
You're joking.
It was all fat. And on top of that, his blood pressure went through the roof. His blood sugar went through the roof. All of his metabolic markers went through the roof. His objective was to show people that by having 250 grams of sugar a day from Coca-Cola is not healthy, because so many people eat so much sugar. So this is a company that has given us crap, and now they're going to take their special type of crap-making skills to dairy. That's all they're going to do.
Yes.
It's still going to be crap. We have to take a break.
Okay.
We have more to talk about on dairy anyway.
We can move on from here.
You sure? Because I thought there was some other things.
No, I just wanted to talk about the high protein. Everybody's jumping in on it because now Ensure has that new high protein.
Oh, no. Let's talk about this when we come back. Let's just pick up with this on the other side. You're listening to Casual Friday. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge. Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Cover, mother.
Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, yes, I did. Now, what was it in the movie Shaft? That cat Shaft, he's a bad mother. Shut your mouth.
I think that's showing your age there.
Not only my age, but my background growing up in
Brooklyn. I started to say our age, but then I said, no, your age.
Well, you weren't born back then.
yes, I was.
I wanted to stay with this just for a second because... You know, my poor sister, when she was in the hospital, she was fed through a feeding tube. And the company that manufactured the food that they feed you through a feeding tube is the same company that makes Glucerna. Okay?
Yes.
It's a medical-grade food. They have a medical-grade food division.
And it's also sold over-the-counter as well.
Well, Glucerna, but they have a medical-grade food division that sells... stuff just to the hospitals and like in special packaging that can be fed. But they also have Glucerna in hospitals as well. And then there's this other one. What was the other name?
This is called Ensure.
Ensure.
Active High Protein.
Yeah. And so, you know, many of us have, you know, elderly parents and or relatives who are like trying to do the right thing. They're really like, okay, you know I need to get more protein because it's good for my muscles and it's even good for my bones. And so I'm going to go, and they go in the grocery store and say, oh, this Ensure looks really good. I guess I'll get that. And this stuff is garbage. It really is garbage. First of all, the sweeteners are almost always, always corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup, or maltodextrin from corn syrup. Always. It's always a corn sweetener in there, number one.
Corn maltodextrin. That's what's in here.
This is what makes cows fat. This is what makes people fat. Number one. Number two, it's almost always fortified with some amount of soy protein.
This has soy protein in it.
And this is a problem because people don't digest soy protein. They don't. A large number of the population don't digest soy protein. So even though it has the amino acid value comparable to dairy protein, they can't assimilate it. So this is, and then on top of that, they call something with 6 grams of protein or 8 grams of protein a high protein food when it has 27 grams. And I'm not even looking, so I don't even know what the breakout is, but it has 27 or 28 grams of carbohydrates. You know, 16 of them are sugar. And then it has 8 grams of protein. They say, well, here, this gets your protein.
Well, this one has 25. This is their new product. It has 25 grams of protein and 5 grams of sugar.
And how many grams of carbs altogether?
23.
Okay, that's not too terrible.
But it has soy protein in it. I mean, it has, the list goes on and on of all the artificial ingredients in it.
Well, I'm looking at this, and ironically, they use the synthetic form of vitamin E, the DL form of alpha-tocopherol, which has been associated with both displacing the natural form of alpha-tocopherol, but more importantly, that's the vitamin E that's been associated with prostate cancer and other types of cancers.
It has carrageenan in it. It has sucralose in it. It has natural and artificial flavors. Has cellulose gum. I mean, it's not good.
And the scary part is the natural and artificial flavors, when they don't have to tell you what those artificial flavors are.
And that's pretty high up on the list of ingredients.
Now, that was insured. Do you have Glucerna by any chance?
I did not.
Okay.
No.
But I got to believe that Glucerna, I'm going to try. How do you spell Glucerna real quick? Because we have a couple minutes here before we go into the next segment. Is it G-L-U-C-E-R-N-A?
It's G-U-G-L-U-S.
G-L-U. Oh, yeah, Glucerna. G-L-U-C-E-R-N-A Shake Review. Glucerna, helping people with diabetes. This is funny. Helping people with diabetes find. Okay, here, let's.
And so I was, while he's looking that up, I was in the Whole Foods the other day, and I saw an older woman. She looked like she must have been in her 70s. She was pushing a cart, and she had a package of the J-Rob protein.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought, good for her. At least she's trying,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so here's Glucerna. 10 grams of protein, 27 grams of carbohydrates, 3 of fiber. And so here's the ingredient. I'm trying to find let's see what the ingredient list is. The ingredient list is water, corn maltodextrin, milk protein concentrate. I don't even know what sucramat glycerin is, but obviously that's why they call it Glucerna. It's probably a special kind of sugar that doesn't register as sugar. And they even have fructose in here along with, down the line from the corn maltodextrin, they have fructose as well. Soy protein isolate. I mean, it's the same crap. And they fed my poor sister this, who was dying. She was wasting away. And I said to them, can't we get something with dairy protein? No, the hospital, this is all we have. This is the only medical grade food we can use. It was corn syrup and soy protein they gave this poor kid while she was dying.
It's terrible.
It is. And so this is what elderly people and people with diabetes are choosing from. And is there any wonder why they can't kick their diabetes? They're thinking this, oh, my doctor told me to drink Glucerna. It's garbage. They should call it Garbage Cerna instead. It would be a better name for it. And it frustrates me because this is the kind of stuff that gets pushed around out there. And this is why people say, well, I eat healthy. I don't understand why I still have diabetes. I eat healthy. Yeah.
Well, you know, that's where they're getting their information from.
Yeah.
They think they're eating healthy, but they don't realize what's in it.
And and we've said this all along, you know, where you get your information from is the new evolutionary selection pressure. Whether or not you're going to live a long life and your health span of your life is going to equally be long depends on where you get your information from.
You know, we were talking about milk a few minutes ago. I can remember when I was a kid, we would always every summer go visit my grandparents, and my great-grandmother was still alive. She was 93.
Mimi.
Was Grammy.
Grammy,
and
okay.
She lived in the house next door to my grandparents. And my sister and I would always have to stay at her house. And she lived by herself at 93. Well, we always used to get mad because they would always have bacon and eggs for breakfast, and she would feed us oatmeal with cream,
mm-hmm.
And it was fresh cream.
Right.
And I can remember eating that oatmeal with cream. And then I didn't like it, but now I'm thinking that was really good.
Yeah,
You know, yeah,
really
I didn't
good.
Like it.
Sounds good right now.
I didn't like it because I didn't get to eat the eggs and bacon.
Well, the
with
bacon and eggs
else.
Is good too.
I know, and we would walk out into the yard and they had raspberry bushes and we'd just go pick raspberries and put them in our bowl, take them and wash them, and then she'd add the oatmeal and the cream to it.
Oh my God, that's so good.
I know, and she was 93. She was, you know, full of
so,
life.
So she was 93. She wasn't in an institution.
No.
She wasn't wearing a diaper.
No.
She didn't forget who she was and where she was.
Never.
She lived on her own.
She lived on her own. Yep.
You don't see that very often anymore.
No.
You know why? Glucerna.
She was the one that used to, when we would spend the night, she'd get the pots and pans out and be in the kitchen making noise trying to wake us up.
So one morning, Elisa came down and she said to me, You remind me of my great grandmother because I don't know if I was making something. You go, what are you rattling pots? Remember when you said that? What are you rattling the pots
rattling
and pans?
Rattling pots around so y'all wake up.
Yeah. Yeah. She must have been a real pistol. She sounds like she was a lot of fun.
She was.
But, and how long did she live? If she was 93 when you were up there, did she live to 93, you're saying? Or did
yes,
she live beyond
she
that?
Passed away at 93. And, oddly enough, her son, my grandfather, he passed away at 93 as well.
Yeah.
You know, they both had like all their natural teeth. They flossed. They brushed their teeth. They, you know, my grandfather unfortunately had to live in a nursing home the last 6 months of his life.
Why did he fall?
He fell.
Yeah, see? Mm-hmm. But here's a guy who won a canoe contest when he was 60 years old, right?
No, he was 75.
75.
And he won a canoe race.
Think about
actually,
that.
He's the one that taught me to canoe. We'd go up there when we were up there every summer. We would always canoe,
and Elisa taught me how to canoe.
Yeah, we were canoeing, and I'm trying to tell Cole, we're trying to get back into the canoe. We're in the Ohio River, which is nasty, and so I'm telling Carl, no, you have to get in this way. And Carl says, no, let me do it this way. So I got in first, and then he just tumps.
I tipped the canoe.
He tipped the canoe, and I got in. That nasty water.
I tipped a canoe and Elisa too. You remember tipped a canoe in Thailand? I tipped the canoe and Elisa too. And boy, I felt terrible because that water stunk.
It was nasty.
Yeah,
I was afraid I was going to catch something.
Yeah. We actually have to take a break. We have to take a break. And when we come back, we've got lots more good stories. You're listening to Casual Friday here on Superhuman Radio. What?
Are you going to talk about your new training regimen?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've gotten some questions because I've alluded to the fact that I'm doing things differently. Maybe a good discussion. We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, livonlabs.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the
Keto Force banner ad today.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back.
Were you trying to get a little exercise over there?
I was grooving. I was just grooving.
You look like Elaine.
I'm getting my groove on.
You know, Elaine from Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah. Huh?
Carl was over there dancing.
I was doing my male Elaine. Okay. What do you want to talk about first?
Well, I thought you wanted to talk about your training.
Oh, okay. So I have, look, I have not taken any length of time off since 2002. When I went to Arizona to visit my parents around the Christmas holiday, around this time here, and I actually was having some problems right before I went there. I'll be honest about it. I was using Trenbolone and some other things, and I started to not feel good from the use of these things. So I thought, you know, I'm going out of town. I'm not going to worry about working out. I'm not going to worry about eating. I'm just going to go and enjoy myself. And I took about a month and a half off.
You did nothing. No cardio.
Nothing.
Did you take supplements?
No, I did nothing. And I remember thinking to myself, oh my God, is this the end for me? Like, oh, am I going to be able to get back into it? And then fast forward, obviously, I not only got back into it, but I added more muscle. I got stronger and I continued on.
But you stopped taking the stuff.
Stopped taking everything.
Good.
I stopped working out. I stopped taking everything. I just stopped.
My question was, did you
the Trenbolone
reintroduce it to your body?
No. I stopped. I stopped everything. And so fast forward to recently. And even when I tore my hamstrings, I still went to the gym every day and trained my upper body.
Yes.
I hobbled around, you know, but I still trained my upper body. I trained my back. I trained my shoulders. I trained my chest. I trained my arms. I had to sit for certain things. I couldn't stand anymore for certain things, but I still trained. So that was the last time I really took any time off. Fast forward to now, I had some gut issues that I'm finally straightened out thanks to Dr. Matt Andre, and I'll talk about that at a later show. I had some snoring issues that I'm working on, but I'm definitely doing better. In fact, the gut issues may have contributed to my snoring, I just figured out.
I think there's so much that is... I can't wait for that show. It's not this next Monday, but the following Monday.
It really is amazing. And we are assaulted by our food supply with our gut, to be honest with you. It's not, even if you're eating the right foods, there's other things that are riding along with it sometimes. But anyway.
Eat cranberries.
There you go. And then, you know, I went up to, Fishers, Indiana, for a visit to Dr. Todd McDougall, and came home with pain shooting down my neck, all the way to my right shoulder, down my right arm. And I couldn't, I tried to train one day I had no strength in my right arm. It was scary. And so I have just thought to myself, you know what? Life is pushing me in a direction to focus on other things right now. I think I'm going to take off because we had Thanksgiving right on us. I thought, you know what? I'm not going to worry about working out. I'm not going to worry about if I start to see muscle changes, which I am now. I'm starting to notice that, you know, my muscles are getting a little flatter looking and so on. I'm not going to worry about it.
But you're also looking leaner.
Oh, well, I've fasted for 24 hours every day this week, including today.
For 24 hours?
Yeah, every day. I go home and eat dinner, and then I don't eat again till the next night at dinner. You and I eat dinner. That's the one. That's my only meal. And I know Adele Moose is going to say you're taking it too far, and he's probably right, but it feels really good. And I'm thinking, you know, some animals only eat once a day, and I'm sure that in our prehistoric time, our ancestors may have eaten only once a day. And I'm able to still function. Look at me. I'm metabolically flexible. I do my show every day. You know, I'm not depending on high loads of caffeine or anything like that. So I'm just going with it, and I am getting leaner as a result of that. I'm going to stick with this for a while.
Well, you look leaner.
But I have taken off, and I am going to change the way I train when I start training again.
And what are you going to do?
I am not going to train heavy anymore. I'm just not. I'm going to beat the crap out of my ego and send it to its room like the rude little boy that it is. And I'm not going to be compelled to go in and train with big heavy weights. I've done that. I've proven I'm strong. I will always be strong. But I'm going to start training different. And I'm going to start training more for speed and agility as well. I want to be able to be faster. I want to be able to sprint again, which that may or may not present some challenges with my hamstring. I want to be able to move quickly. I want to be able to regain the conditioning that I had in the past. And I want to be more like a bodybuilder. I'm going to start training more like a bodybuilder. I'm going to start training more like Lee Haney. I'm not going to annihilate myself. It's not the end point of my training is not to see how far I can go before I damage myself any longer. And so we've gotten a couple emails because I've said this on the air and somebody posted on my Facebook wall, who I'll mention your name at the end of the show. I'll go find it. You know, what are you going to do differently? I'm going to, you know, in the 70s, I used to be a jogger. I used to run from my house on 110th Street and 101st Avenue in South Ozone Park, Queens, to Forest Park. That in and of itself is like a 2.5 mile run. Then I would run around the track at Forest Park and probably do a couple miles, and then I'd run home. And I would do that at least 3 or 4 times a week.
Are you going to start running?
I am going to start running again, yeah. I want to be able to run, yes. I don't run now, and I can't run for very long right now. But I want to regain the ability to run. I'm not going to become a marathoner. I'm never going to do a marathon. I'm not going to do an Ironman. But I want to be able to run a couple miles without having to go, oh, man, this is going to be a really heroic effort for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be leaner, too. I want to finally get lean. You know, we talked about this the other day when we did the show about why women don't necessarily lose weight when they
That was in the mainstream, by the way.
Yeah, but we did the truth about it. He even said he wanted to pull his hair out when the mainstream grabbed it and said, oh, look, you don't lose weight when you do exercise. You know, mm-hmm. That wasn't what the message was. The message was there are ways to predict which women are going to lose weight and which aren't.
I've run like, I think, 4 or 5 half marathons. I don't have any desire to run a marathon, but I've done several half marathons. I don't love running. I mean, yeah. I can go out right now and run 3 miles if I wanted to,
right.
But it's not my choice of cardio.
Right. And you're well, anyway, so the issue for me is to regain some of those skills that I had before. I'm going to be jumping rope. Thanks to Buddy Lee, I got his jump rope course. I'm going to start that. I'm going to start jumping rope again. I'm going to start training like a bodybuilder, and I want to get lean. One of the things that we learned from that discussion, by the way, about why women don't lose weight is, and he agreed with me, the magic may be in your body to get rid of body fat. The magic may be that you're training at a level that is not pushing you into a high level of perceived exhaustion.
Mm-hmm.
that the and which leads to the whole new paradigm that people like Brooks Kubik and I have been talking about, that your training should be fun. It should be more fun. That leads into the discussion of perceived exhaustion. So I'm going to try to find my sweet spot. And obviously, as your conditioning improves, that sweet spot moves up. So it's not like, oh, I'm always going to be training at this level. It's going to progress. But I'm going to try to find that sweet spot where my training is not pushing me into a point of perceived exhaustion where my body goes, we better keep storing fat because this guy is really challenging us right now.
Well, one thing that I said to you was that, you know, with the holidays coming up and people tend to set goals or what do you call them? New Year's resolutions,
yeah, right.
Goals. I usually set goals. But anyway, you know, thinking about bodybuilders and figure competitors, bikini competitors, one thing about them is that they get in their best shape ever. I mean, they do everything right. They're drinking 2 gallons of water maybe 1 gallon to 2 gallons of water a day. They're doing their cardio. They're doing fasted cardio. They're going to the gym. They're cutting out their carbs, their sugar.
They're
eating the meals right. And it's like, that should be a goal. Even if you're not going to do a competition, those are all the right things that we should be doing.
You know, and you can, we talked about this. You don't have to, enter a competition and don a posing suit. You can do this in the comfort of your own home. It starts out with taking some before pictures and putting them on the mirror in your bathroom so you don't forget, and sticking them there so you see them every morning, with the objective of once a week taking pictures and stacking and keep taking pictures, because if you keep taking those pictures, you can't ignore the fact that you are either A, not making progress, or B, making progress.
Well, and like the pictures that woman took of the water that she drank, it was shocking. It was shocking.
Yeah. So start out by just taking pictures. If you want to make a New Year's resolution this year after the holidays are over, you're like, okay, I'm going to continue on my path, then go ahead and start taking pictures of yourself, progress pictures. Imagine that you have a coach that you're sending them to, but you be the coach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Alex Wapretsky, who I'm very fond of. We share the birthday, June the 11th. He's a much stronger and more handsome and younger version of me. He is an amazingly strong dude. I mean, the guy is like an animal. I mean, he's so muscular. He's so strong. He played football. I mean, he's a real athlete. And he texted me, I want to say maybe a couple months ago, and said, yeah, I'm changing the way I train. I'm doing a lot more body weight stuff. I'm doing a lot more loaded aerobic work and stuff. He says he's finally changed because, you know, his joints are hurting him. And it's like he said, what's my goal here? Like to beat myself to death? That's not the goal. And he sent me a picture of him and his little daughter the other day. And the dude still looks, I mean, he looks more amazing now. So what is the goal? Is the goal to be strong, look strong, you know, really be strong, really look strong, look amazing, feel great, but also be able to move? Who cares how strong you are if you can't run a block?
Well, another thing too is yoga. You know, as we age, you have to keep flexible, and yoga really needs to be a part of the program.
So a great chiropractor, Dr. Randy Wheeler, a power lifter, he's actually going to compete again because his wife had cancer and she's finally over that hump and he's going to get back in the game again. But so he's the one who straightened my neck out. I am completely pain-free for the first time the past 2 days. And he said to me, so he's working on my shoulders now. I said, I want to be able to bench press again. My shoulders hurt. He looked at my shoulders. He says, you know, the front heads are pulling this out of the socket. So he started doing this Grafton method, which is painful, where he takes these metal implements and he really digs into the muscles to break down the adhesions and stuff. And he said to me, dude, now he's a power lifter. He goes, dude, you need to start doing yoga. He goes, I don't mean go to one of those half hour or 45 minute classes where everybody's doing. He says, get a 10 minute yoga tape and do it in the morning. But you need to start holding static stretches. And you need to, he says, because your mobility sucks, he said to me. He goes, you've been so focused on being strong for so long. He said, you know, you're like the Hulk. He says, you're made out of stone now. He says, nothing wants to move. And he's a power lifter.
Well, and he's got a point there, too.
So I am. I'm going to look at yoga. So these are the things. This is how my training is going to change. I'm still going to want to be strong, but I want to be able to take that strength and move it. And I want to look good. I want to look like when I turned 50, I had super abs. I mean, I looked so good. I was 12 pounds lighter than I am right now. I want to get back to that. So that's going to be my new training. And I'm not going to focus on the strength as the primary and only exclusive marker for if I'm making progress anymore.
Sounds
I've done
good.
That. Got that T-shirt. I'm moving on.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We got lots more to talk about. You're listening to Casual Friday. We'll be right back.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. So it looks like my old neighborhood, Bedford-Stuyvesant, is back in the news.
I was getting ready to say, guess what's going on in Brooklyn?
Bed-Stuy.
Evidently, there will be a new verticulture farm, which will be set atop a converted industrial building. It's outfitted with fish tanks and vertical grow beds. It will yield the equivalent of 380 square feet worth of produce in just 122 square feet of space.
Now, this is the interesting thing about this. We've heard a lot about these, you know, co-op inner city farming projects, but they're going to raise fish too. That's amazing to me.
Mm-hmm. They were funded by Indiegogo.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got their funding on Indiegogo. I think it's very interesting.
So, didn't you say, what did you say that they're going to be able to produce? Did you say how much fish they're going to produce or something like that?
No, I did not.
No. But it's interesting. So this is really a growing trend. So people within that community will have access to organically grown, healthy produce. Now, I would imagine, are they going to be able to grow in the wintertime? Is it going to be covered up?
That, I don't know.
I'm looking right now. I wonder if they're going to cover the rooftop. It looks like they are. Yeah, rooftop gardens grows in Brooklyn. It looks like they're going to turn it into like a, because I see the little glass roofs on top. And maybe it's going to be like a greenhouse, looks like.
Interesting.
Very cool. Yeah, go on, Bed-Stuy.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, I hope that the government doesn't come in and make them take it down.
Talking about the government, can we talk about the Duluth Seed Library? Did you read that story at all? I didn't have a chance to read it yet.
Well, evidently, there's a library in Duluth, Minnesota, that farmers can go to and get heirloom seeds. And the Department of Agriculture contacted them, the seed library, in mid-September to notify them that the law prohibits the transfer of ownership of seeds without proper labeling and testing of seeds to make sure they germinate. So they have to shut down the seed library.
This is idiocy. This is the Department of Agriculture needs to stay out of this kind of stuff. They're just protecting the, you know, it was the objective of Monsanto to buy up all of the seed stock in the United States so that they would have control of the seeds. Because think about this. If you control the seeds, you control agriculture.
Well, don't you think this has something to do with that?
Of course it does. You know that somebody at Monsanto or one of these other organizations that's in the business of selling seeds contacted the Department of Agriculture in Minnesota and says, you better shut them down. We don't want them selling heirloom seeds. What does the Department of Agriculture care if a farmer buys seeds and they don't work? That has nothing to do with them. No one's going back to the state and saying, hey, we want you to pay for this.
Isn't that ridiculous? The seed library said that they don't receive enough seeds of certain varieties to allow for accurate testing. Humans have been exchanging seeds for thousands of years, and the idea that even if I grow something in my garden and saved a handful of seeds and passed them over to you, that would be illegal.
Yeah. I hope they don't find out I have those seeds from the melon we ate this. Remember, we ate the most delicious melon I've had in so long, so I kept the seeds and dried them out there in the garage.
You better be careful. They might arrest you.
Oh, my God. This is idiocy. I mean, don't they have something better to do in Minnesota at the Department of Agriculture than go after people who are keeping and trading seeds?
It's ridiculous. So speaking of seeds, in Monsanto, in Oregon, they are doing a recount. I'm sure everyone knows that there's a recount on Measure 92.
Right.
Everything has to be recounted by December 12th. So it's a very close race, so we need to keep our eye on that.
But
what you're going to find interesting is election observers for Monsanto, for the Monsanto-backed number 92 coalition, have been thrown out of at least three recount sites because they were not Oregon residents. And by law, you have to be an Oregon resident.
So that means that Monsanto is bringing people in from other states to be involved in this.
They couldn't find enough people from Oregon to
Oregonians
to observe the recount on their behalf.
Yeah, because nobody in Oregon wants to be on Monsanto's side.
So they brought illegal observers in.
That should tell people something when you can't even find representatives in the state to represent you.
I agree.
You know, but here's my fear about this. So let's say they recount and they go, okay, we win.
Well, they're just going to sue like they're suing Vermont.
Yeah, they already sued Vermont. You know, last show we did where we were talking about they're going to sue Vermont, Dawn Blanken, who lives in Vermont, said, no, they already did. They already sued the state. And I don't know what the outcome of that was, and I'm sure if she's listening today, maybe she'll email me. But, I mean, so it's such a hollow victory. This is such a disgusting situation that people are not allowed to know what they're eating. I come back to this because our then senator, was he a senator, Obama, before he was a president? What was he?
Yes, he was Chicago.
Our then Senator Obama in 2008 said, and it's on YouTube, that I will make sure that they label GMO foods because people deserve to know what they're eating. And this is terrible. This is terrible. And people, it's like people have no rights anymore. Just corporations and government, which go, they are collusion involved. They're the only ones that make decisions anymore. I mean, the people in Vermont won. They want labeling. So now Monsanto's going to sue the state. So in other words, Monsanto is bigger than the state. Where's the federal government involvement here in saying, look, you can't sue the state of Vermont. Just back the heck off.
I mean, back to the Duluth library, seed library, it makes no sense that you can't go in and exchange your seeds for someone else's seeds of a different variety.
No. You know what? I'd really like to call. I want to call before the next Casual Friday. I want to call the Agriculture Department in Duluth and get their spokesperson on. And I want to understand why they're investing our tax dollars in doing something so stupid. This is so stupid. But under
Monsanto's agreement, remember the farmer in Indiana? He lost the case against Monsanto.
Even though his crop was germinated from somebody up the road.
From somebody else's farm. He lost.
They destroyed all of his crop because they said it was GMO and he didn't buy the GMO seeds from Monsanto. That he was, because you're not allowed to save your seeds. You see, when you plant genetically modified crops, you can't save, farmers save their seeds. The next year they replant and that crop gives seeds and they gather those seeds and the next year they plant. But with the genetically modified variants, you're not allowed to save your seeds and reuse them. You have to throw them away and go buy new seeds. And think about that. I mean, think about something in your life, in your household that is replenishable. It's idiocy. And it's really unfair to the farmers who are already being pressed to do the hardest job in the world, which is farming. And then they have idiots like this and like the Minnesota Department of Agriculture doing this kind of stupid stuff to them. And I feel bad because I'll tell you what, the biggest opportunity we have right now is companies that see the opportunity to put no GMO on their label and be part of that GMO project so that we can navigate Monsanto and all these idiots.
I agree.
That's the big thing right there. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the
Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back.
Okay, so I have a shout-out to Amit Ram.
In Israel?
Yes. I posted Tony Vannetti's video of showing people how to use Primal D.
Yeah.
And so here's what Amit wrote. He says, I spray it on my abs. And then in parentheses, he says, lie, lie, on the layer that is on the top of my abs. Then I use my forearm to rub it around, count to 10. Yep, I can tell the taste in my mouth.
Yeah, see? And this is why I said, if you could taste it in your mouth, it's got to be getting to lots of other tissue very quickly.
I thought that was cute, though.
Yeah, that's cool.
On my abs. Lie on the layer on top.
That's funny. All right, so which of these stories do you want to talk about first?
You can go first.
Well, okay, since we're already talking about how the government likes to F with us all the time. A new act has been approved and ratified by the current administration.
I wonder
President Barack Obama.
I wonder if anyone's heard about this one.
Called the Sunscreen Approval Process, which is designed to create a fast track for companies who have sunscreen products to bypass all of the delay and, most importantly, the safety information submission to get it to market faster. Interestingly enough, this was signed and ratified by our president the day before Thanksgiving.
When
everybody was focused on getting home from work and getting the turkey in the oven because they had company coming over, they slipped this one I want to say by us, but I really like to say they slipped it somewhere else.
Well, this happened last year. I can remember something we talked about that happened right around the holidays. This is what government always does.
When we're not looking, that's when they... Now people are going, oh, big deal. Okay, you don't wear sunscreen. No, I don't wear sunscreen. I know it's garbage. Well, it's going to get worse. There's a lot of women out there who buy cosmetics that sunscreen is already part of the cosmetic. What's going to happen is this is going to allow them to introduce new products that will have sunscreen effects that could be harmful, dangerous, cancer-causing, all without having to prove anything but efficacy. Guess what, folks? If you get lead in a micronized form and put it in a cream and rub it on you, it will block the sun. But it's lead, and your body will absorb it. Remember that sunscreens are nanoparticle size materials that you can't see, but they create a layer on the skin and block sun. These things can be absorbed into the skin. When you put cream on your skin, it disrupts the stratum corneum. These things can get into your body. So what's going to happen now is the same thing that's happened with vaccines, the same thing that's about to happen with antibiotics, because the pharmaceutical industry is going, hey, we're not going to make antibiotics anymore. There's no profit in it unless you allow us to fast track it. So you're going to have antibiotics that could be as harmful as they are good for you. And now sunscreens. And a lot of people put sunscreen on their children, right?
Yes.
The dermatologists say, oh, don't go out without sunscreen. I never heard anything stupider in my life than dermatologists recommending to people not to go outdoors without sunscreen. Could that be part of the vitamin D epidemic? Absolutely. Do you know an SPF 15 blocks 85% of the vitamin D production in the skin? And most people are wearing SPF, what, 40?
And most people are deficient in vitamin D.
Bingo. And never mind the fact that skin cancer has gone up as more and more people use sunscreen. And let's not forget 4.6 million flipping years of evolution where there were no stupid dermatologists telling people to block the sun from their bodies. Let's not forget 4.1 million years of evolution where sun was part of our evolutionary gift. And now we have these idiots telling people, well, don't go out in the sun, keep a lot of clothes on, and wear sunscreen. Don't get any sun. This is idiocy, folks. Idiocy. And now to make matters worse, you're going to be putting stuff on your body and your children's body that may be harmful because it's going to be fast-tracked to find its way into your cosmetic products. Thank you once again, this administration. Thank you. So it's not bad enough you're poisoning our food, but now you're going to poison us from the outside too. Thank you. And this is not a, for those of out there, this is not a political issue. You know what? I've come out against Republicans. I've come out against Democrats. I don't care who you are. When you are perpetrating these kind of atrocities against this population of this country, you are not representing us, period. End of story. I don't care what party you fall into. Shame, shame. We know your name. There you go.
Okay, so let's talk about a positive story.
Are there any?
So evidently, I mean, this is not a new idea, but I think it's catching on and it's happening more and more. They're opening up a lot of salvage grocery stores.
Yeah.
Remember on Casual Friday a few weeks ago, we talked about the
$1 point something billion worth of food that's thrown away every year from grocery stores and restaurants because they can't serve it because it's whatever. It just doesn't look good.
Yes.
It smells a little bit,
yes.
Whatever.
Well, so they're trying to tap into that. Like, say, for example, if Trader Joe's has some fruit that's misshapen, they won't sell it.
Right.
So these
And they won't give it away. They just throw it away.
They'll just throw it away. So these grocery stores are buying this produce or expired foods or whatever it is and then reselling it to the public.
And keep in mind, most grocery stores mark down stuff as it gets closer and closer to the sell-by date.
Yes. Well, and I remember there are like stores that you can go into, like bakeries sell their
This has been so when I was a kid growing up in Brooklyn, there was a bread thrift store, it was called.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother would go in there sometimes. And they would have bread that was going to expire in a day or two, let's say. and they would mark it down and sell it for like a third of the price as if you went to the grocery store and bought bread that was considered, you know, the freshest bread. It wasn't stale bread. It was just so close to the sell-by date that the manufacturers opened up these thrift stores to help get rid of their inventory instead of throwing it away. And I want to say, I can close my eyes and see the sign, but I can't think of the name of the bread company that used to have their name on it. It was a big brand. But this has been going on with bread for a long time, you know, thrift store. But the salvage stores you're talking about, they're going to buy right from the manufacturers, as you pointed out. If something is damaged in
on
shipping,
a pallet, like on a pallet that's damaged during shipping,
the box is ripped open. They're not going to go in there and sort out what was good and what was bad. The whole box goes in the trash.
Right.
So they're going to sell all this what is considered odd lot foods and produce to these salvage stores, who are then going to put it on their shelves and say, "Hey, look, you save 50-75% off because they wouldn't sell it as brand new." I think it's brilliant.
I think so too, and I would shop there.
I will shop there. If they have things that I would buy and I can save 75%, I'm there. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, give people a break. That's fantastic.
I agree.
So look for a salvage grocery store in your area and patronize it.
Yeah.
I wonder how do you find out where they are?
I don't know the answer to that. I guess you could Google that.
Yeah, I'll Google it during the, I'm going to Google find a salvage grocery store. We only have a couple minutes. You want to talk about what's going on in Detroit real quick?
Sure. Con Santori sent this to me. There is an area of Detroit that I guess, Marathon has a refinery.
The oil company,
Marathon
right.
has a refinery there.
Right.
And they had a buyout on portions of neighborhoods around there, but there's one neighborhood that they didn't buy out the houses. So now these poor people that are living there are getting exposed to all of this, these chemicals, and Marathon's not going to do anything about it.
It's terrible.
Isn't that awful?
It is terrible. And you know what's going to happen? These people are going to start getting higher rates of diseases, and then somebody's going to do a documentary 10 years from now, and then something will be done. But obviously these poor people are going to have to suffer in the meantime. And yeah. I bet they can't sell their homes because the value of the homes have plummeted.
Yeah, no, they can't sell their homes at all. And it's right by a highway, too. So not only are they getting the pollution and the chemicals from Marathon, they're getting all of the fuel.
The fumes and
fumes
stuff.
And everything right. from the highway, too.
What can you do? What can be done?
Okay.
They need to get to a policy. Here's the bottom line. They need to find a very powerful politician to champion this cause. Because what needs to be done is this. If Marathon is foisted onto the public media scene, and this story makes it out there in a big way, and it shows that Marathon is not a nice company, and if they can get a couple politicians to get behind this and say, this is an atrocity, this is terrible, then Marathon has a PR problem then. And companies respond to PR problems, unfortunately.
So Marathon's also gotten new permits. So they're now able to release more chemicals into the air, like sulfur dioxide and nitrogen oxides. Now they're releasing more of this into the air because
so
of their
people,
new permits.
Yeah. So these poor people are going to suffer even more. They probably bought those pollution credits. You know, you can trade pollution credits with other places. So that you can release more pollution because you're paying more for it. It's terrible. It's very, very sad. But again, they need to turn this into a nationwide PR problem for Marathon, and then Marathon will do something. But
hopefully,
as long as they're not getting a lot of bad publicity for it, they're not going to do anything. It's very sad. All right, let's take our last commercial break. I think we have one or two listener questions and comments. Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday. The
Benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water, and it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store, or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Okay, so do you have a...
I have a question here, okay. But it's something that you're going to have to address.
Okay.
This was on Superhuman Network page.
Okay.
And it's from a listener in Australia. I'm not going to say her name. I'm not supposed to. Does anyone have any info on...
Prevagen.
Prevagen for someone over 70 years old? Looks suspect, but I couldn't find anything conclusive online.
I don't know anything about Prevagen. I've never heard of it. It's apoaquarin is the active ingredient, and apparently the FDA has issued a letter to the company, Quincy Bioscience Manufacturing. I haven't read the whole letter, but it looks like something about some sort of questions about how it affects Alzheimer's disease and so on and so forth. I don't know anything about Prevagen. I've never heard of it before.
I mean, obviously, I'm going to do some research now, but I don't know what to say about it.
Okay, that's fine.
No, but I'll look into it for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Do we have anything else?
I don't. I thought you had something.
No. That's it. I mean, I don't have anything else really. That was the only question I guess we had. And I apologize for not being prepared with some sort of a response. I'm gonna have to do some digging around about what Prevagen is and what the active ingredient is and what it's.
I had never heard of it, so I kind of did a little digging around this morning and. I just saw that the FDA had issued a letter, and then there were some, of course, some attorneys' offices that were trying to jump in on it.
I didn't read the whole letter from the FDA, so I don't even know if it's, you know, the FDA sends letters out to people all the time that are making good products. So they love to do that to supplement companies. So I don't yeah. really know anything about Prevagen.
Okay.
But that's it, actually. Yep, well, listen, thank you. And we got great shows planned for next week, thanks to Elisa Profumo. Thank you for listening this week.
And Alex.
And Alex Leaf. Can't forget Alex Leaf. And thank you for listening today.
Bye.